True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
But it was unbelievable to me that just on Friday we find out they're going to actually start cutting the funding on cancer trials. I don't think it gets more mean-spirited than this. And you ask why they're doing it? Well, they're about to launch their case to literally give over $2 trillion in tax breaks to the wealthiest. I'm not talking here about the middle class tax cuts. I'm talking about the ones for the wealthiest. So they're looking for money anywhere they can find it, whether it be Head Start or cancer trials.
It's really amazing to hear the arguments against cutting government spending. Like Amy Klobuchar just made there, senator from Minnesota, that it's like they're throwing so much at the wall to see what's going to stick. If do any of these arguments really rile people up? Will any of them stop my funding, which is ultimately what's happening here? This is Wiggins America. I think we're going to do the same format as last week, because in Donald Trump America, a week is an eternity. And so thinking back to what happened at the beginning of the week is a little bit surprising at times, because the news cycle moves so dang fast. There's so much happening. But I think we're going to do the same thing as we did last week and focus on Monday and into Tuesday here in this first segment. And then the next one will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, up to the current moment in the last segment, just to keep up, because it's really, really amazing. So we're starting with Doge. I think that probably still is the biggest story happening, because it is such a threat. It's finally getting at the golden goose. You know, the swamp, this is what it is. You know, this is what Trump ran on the first time of drain the swamp, and he didn't do it. He wasn't able to do it because it was bigger than he was. That's what I'm saying here. It's bigger than the president of the United States. And so knowing what he was getting into, he's had a much smarter strategy, much better lawyers, much better minds around him, people who are on board with his agenda instead of just being more government bureaucrats, basically. And so I think he's going to do it. It's going to take a little bit more time. It's definitely going to take elbow grease, and it'll be a fight to get this thing done. But it will get done. The cases that have been brought against him so far, you know, things like the Treasury Department head, the new Scott Bessent, that's in charge of the Treasury, can't look at the Treasury records. These are the lawsuits that have been filed, and not just filed, but courts. They court shop and they find a judge who's going to say yes to whatever they want, and they go to that court, usually in D.C. right now because they're all super far left in D.C. And they say, well, here's our case, say yes, and the court says yes, and then they put an injunction on it and say, you got to stop. And they're so far out of bounds, that especially that one, that the head of the Treasury can't look at the files in the Treasury. I mean, it's unbelievably bad. So we're going to see these things overturned, but they take time, unfortunately. And the arguments about, well, Elon Musk is unelected. Well, so are 850,000 people in the federal government. And he was picked directly by the president and campaigned with the president on doing exactly this. It's not as if this is a surprise. He's been given all the security clearances. So there really is no problem. The only constitutional question is who has the right to cut spending and allocate spending. We've never really fully determined that, but we're going to now. Is that the executive branch, or is that the legislative branch, or is that both? And they're going to continue to yell about things like, well, Donald Trump is targeting cancer research to get rid of it because he hates living. You know, I mean, like, the arguments are just so bizarre and crazy. And it'll be, well, he just wants tax cuts for billionaires. You know, this is an oligarchy. As if we didn't just live through the last 4 years. Like, these arguments are for people who really don't think. And I'm not even blaming people who don't really dive into the media malpractice that goes on in our country. You know, people just don't trust the media anymore. So they don't really know exactly what to trust, but they know they really can't trust those people anymore. And so that's kind of where we're at. I get it. It is a full-time job to keep up with these things. It happens to be my full-time job, and so I'm glad you're here. You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to go full into Monday here because we're already into this thing. And there's one more piece of strategy that I want to outline. And we'll get into the Monday, Tuesday in the next segment. But still just catching up here. So the way this thing is going to go down, and this is from a lot of people in Washington and constitutional people saying that the way that this will have to happen probably is that all these cuts, you know, Trump's going to make as many through Doge, through Elon Musk, through whatever. He's going to make as many of these cuts as he can. He's going to fire as many people as he can and really just pare down the government, like, in general. Whether you think it's fraudulent or not, it is. Like, funneling money through NGOs to your friends is fraud. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Funneling taxpayer money through these organizations back to your organization is fraud. There's a ton of that happening. The media doesn't really want to look into things. I'll get into that in a minute. But the way constitutionally that this is probably going to play out is that they're going to run into roadblocks with certain agencies. And it depends on how that agency was created. So if it was created by Congress, then you'll need congressional approval to do certain things. Good news is, Republicans control Congress right now, barely, but they do barely control the House, and they have a little bit slighter, higher majority in the Senate. So you shouldn't have a problem getting these things through. They won't be able to have a filibuster proof. They won't be able to, like, write new law. But when it comes to spending, they will, because they can use the budget reconciliation process. This is deep weed stuff. I get it. So stick with me. But this is going to be the process, and it won't be as fast as we want, but it will be constitutional, and it will be the best way to codify it permanently, or at least permanently, you know, so long as you can keep the next administration from just spending a bunch more. But you're talking about big, pretty structural change here. So if Trump runs into, oh, I can't actually cut this because federal law says that you need congressional approval to cut this thing or allocate that thing or whatever it is. And this is only certain agencies, not all of them. Then what he's going to do is, through the recommendations of the Doge team, he will take the massive overspending that's happening. He'll take it to Congress, which is right now working on a budget. And I think why we're not hearing a whole lot about the budget is because Congress is waiting to hear more. And this is why DOGE is having to move so fast, because they have a March 15 deadline. I wouldn't be surprised if we see that thing extended a little bit, because DOGE is going to give all the recommendations to Congress. Congress is going to say, okay, then we're going to take away the funding from this and this and this and this and this, and here's your new budgets. And they can pass it with just Republicans and kick it to the Senate and actually put it into congressional legislative law, or whatever you want to call it, because it's a reconciliation process. It's already a law. You're just, you know, reallocating it. So I think that's the way that you're going to see this thing play out, is right now DOGE moving at lightning speed. I mean, through every agency you can imagine. And it's not just them. You know, Pete Hegseth says we're doing a an audit of the Pentagon and all defense spending. So it's not just Elon Musk. You know, you're getting these heads of these organizations approved as fast as you can. Democrats are trying to slow it down. But once they get in there, they're going to audit their own agencies too. And they're going to recommend all of this. Here's what we need for spending. Here's the cuts we need from Congress. And that's how you're going to do it. And that's a good thing. You know, that's your check and balance. That's the way it's supposed to be. The way that it's gotten out of balance is you're not supposed to have agencies that were created just by the executive branch, but you do. So now we're in a place, though, where Trump actually can just completely axe those things. So it's an interesting place to be. And like I said, there's a lot.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Bot 2. This, and we're going to start marching through the week here in the next segment, so stick around, and we're going to talk through what exactly is all of this funneling, all of this sandbagging, all of this money laundering. How has this happened? We're going to talk about that just like we did on Tuesday on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Mr. Famous Entertainers, Wiggins America.
And now, an excerpt from The Grocery List, a book by Ryan Wiggins.
If you have the kind of hands that show a life of hard labor and cause people to respect you, take my advice. Don't go prancing around shaking them in everyone's faces. Just kind of lay them out in a nice way and let people notice them.
The Grocery List, Food for Thought, by Ryan Wiggins. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
American Media Export. Wiggins America.
Man, it's interesting how mad they are at an unelected person being involved in government.
Isn't it something?
Considering there are, like, what, 800,000 other people who are unelected in government.
I love all the pictures of
Hillary Clinton and Anthony Blinken and all these people with their arms around Alex Soros, the son of George Soros, who's got his money in every Democratic activity you could imagine. But it's not okay that Elon Musk volunteers for free to go help root out government waste.
Yeah, it's amazing, too, how much money we're spending as taxpayers slash people who can print money, apparently, because they're just yeah. printing it like crazy.
Yeah.
And funneling it through all these NGOs to people like Soros and other random leftist foundations. I mean, it's constant. That's the trouble. I brought this thing. This is all about the payments that the media have gotten from government that are being revealed. And I'm sure there's more to come. You know, this is just scratching the surface. But the problem with finding these things, like the Clinton Foundation, for
yes.
instance, is you start looking into it, and the mainstream media, which, by the way, might be on the public dole,
yeah.
is yes. looking into it, quote unquote, for you, and they're determining, well, they only got X amount, and it's not that high. And it's like all you're doing is looking at their tax returns. That's not even the claim. The claim is that they're funneling it through all these different organizations, and the media just stops there.
So here's the thing about that, and I've looked at some of those flow charts where people have had little arrows drawn from this agency that it initially went to, and then part of it was sent to this agency, and then to this NGO, which eventually sent however much it was, $83 million of this money to the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation. And everybody's like, well, look, they're enriching the Clintons is what they're doing here. It's like it's the definition of money laundering when you look at it. And the reason they can claim they're not money laundering is that, well, all we did was send it to this original
right.
NGO. We had no control over what happened to the money after that. Well, that's a problem.
Yes.
What you say is, I'm giving you this money for what you're doing. It's not for you to redistribute as you see fit to somebody else.
Right.
Why were those controls never put on it? Because it was set up to launder money.
But what the media is doing to trick really easily gullible people, apparently, because it's yes. so easy to get around this argument, is looking at the end product. Well, what does your tax return say? Well, your tax return is not going to show that you got direct payments from USAID.
No, it's not.
I mean, it shows little tiny bits, but it's going to show that you got payments from this and this and this and this and this and this and this, and all of them got funneled through USAID.
Yep.
So why they stop there, I think we know the answer, is because they don't want to know the truth. They don't want you to know the truth.
I don't want to steal your thunder here, but did I read it correctly that the BBC was receiving U.S. tax dollars to support the British Broadcasting Corporation? Did
yeah.
you hear that?
So the weird thing with the media ones is that some of those claims are not true. The BBC is true, though.
Okay.
The BBC is receiving, I think it's $1.9 million.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's not as much as Politico. So, but why are we giving $1.9 million, almost $2 million, to the BBC every year? It's not propping them up. That's not a huge portion of their budget.
Correct.
But we're buying influence. And guess whose influence is getting it? Not the U.S. Democrats. It's one-party influence. It's not the U.S. that's benefiting from this influence.
Yeah, that may be one of those situations where if you were funding a media source inside of an enemy country or a country that wasn't a strong ally, you could argue, well, maybe the CIA is using that to try to influence public opinion in that country for the U.S. But for God's sake, we don't need to do that in Great Britain, do we?
No. And plus, they're only writing all their stuff is all anti-Trump, too.
Yes.
So if you go look at it, you know how I know? You can go look at their website yourself and find anything you want. You can see what kind of news reporting they're doing. It's not pro-Trump. It's pro-Democrat.
Was all this set in motion under Biden over the last 4 years? Or was any of this, for example, put in place under Obama and it just somehow flew under the radar?
It depends, because all of it's different. You know, this one might be that, this one might be different. You know, a lot of it's going to be looking at the last 4 years in particular, but a lot of the programs would have started many years ago, and then they just grow and grow and grow to the point where they're so bloated now that it actually is a problem. Whereas originally it was like, that's no big deal, mm-hmm. but they just, anything they can use, like FEMA.
Yeah.
If it looks good, well, great. Then you're going to fund it. And then they're going to say, well, you can't defund this. It's a good thing, but they're using it inappropriately. Well,
no government program's ever gotten smaller.
Yeah.
No.
Right? That's
yeah.
the problem. And some of them were bloated, and the baseline budgeting is you use every dime they give you so that next year you can ask for more. You never want to have money left over at the end of the year. That's how these bureaucrats work.
Well, it came out yesterday. Fox News was reporting that the federal government last week, I guess, basically secretively sent millions and tens of millions of dollars to fund the illegals who were staying in these, in some cases, ritzy hotels in New York, instead of that money being directed where it should have gone, which is to the people who are still trying to recover from these hurricanes.
Yeah.
And the Biden administration,
California, wildfires.
They just lied about it, too, because they have Corinne Jean-Pierre saying, no, we're like literally not doing that exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they find, well, yes, you absolutely were doing that exact thing.
Right.
And
so,
lying about it.
So what about the stories about Politico? Heard two different versions of it. One, that money was going directly to Politico, and another that through different various agencies, not just USAID, but public officials were spending $30,000 taxpayer dollars a year on Uber, super Uber services or something from Politico. And that equaled millions of dollars going to them.
So you can fact check some of these that are floating around Twitter and elsewhere and say some of those are bloated and not quite true. Politico, that is true. That has been happening. And they made this special subscription service to something called Politico Pro or whatever. And you paid between $10,000 and $44,000 per subscription to it.
Man.
To the tune of about $8 million that we know of. And so that's a way of sort of legal money laundering, because they technically didn't do anything illegal. They just made this insane subscription tier that only the government was basically buying. Nobody's buying that. You could get on Politico and get everything for free.
Yeah.
Why would you buy a subscription anyway? So they made this separate thing. So, by the way, that's another thing. If you look up this story in mainstream media, what do you think they're going to say? They're going to say, well, there's a lot of false reporting about this. And you get into it and you're like, well, the only false reporting is that it was going to Politico. They go, no, it's actually Politico Pro.
Oh, okay.
I mean, who cares? But that absolutely was happening. And, some of the New York Times ones, though, I looked into, and there were a lot of people in the federal government getting subscriptions, but their subscriptions weren't that crazy level. So about $1.6 million went to New York Times. That's a lot of money, but it's not. It doesn't look like it was laundered the same way as Politico. So some of these claims that you're looking at, you go, well, maybe there's a backdoor. You know, maybe they're saying some of this stuff was going in a different way. Like the
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
The NGOs. But because the Politico one's true, you're like, well, why wouldn't they use that model elsewhere, too? So they look like maybe some of the New York Times ones aren't true.
Government-funded media.
But there is a lot of money going to these organizations, partly because, you know, if you have a million people as part of your government, well, then you, if you have that many people buying a subscription, naturally, you're just going to have a lot of money going to it.
Yes.
But the political one beats. Okay, we spent the first two segments on basically Monday and then barely into Tuesday morning. So we're going to have to get on the ball here in fast-moving Trump America to keep up here in the third segment of four. What happened after Tuesday? Okay, let's catch up. All right, so Tuesday evening, we had the meeting where... I don't know what to call it, a press conference, I guess, where Elon Musk is standing in the Oval Office next to Trump, who's sitting at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office with his son, Elon Musk's son, who they call Little X. I don't know if he has a real name or if they just use the nickname. And it was a little weird having the kid there. But I thought it was a very good press conference. And ultimately, this was the thesis of why they... had the press conference and why they're trying to do what they're doing.
If there's not a good feedback loop from the people to the government, and if you have rule of the bureaucrat, if the bureaucracy is in charge, and then what meaning does democracy actually have? If the people cannot vote and have their will be decided by their elected representatives in the form of the president and the Senate and the House, then we don't live in a democracy, we live in a bureaucracy. So it's incredibly important that we close that feedback loop, we fix that feedback loop, and that the public's elected representatives, the President, the House, and the Senate, decide what happens, as opposed to a large, unelected bureaucracy.
This DOGE stuff has ended up being... We thought it was just going to be a cost-cutting measure. We thought they'd go in there and they'd just really start stripping out the deep state. We did not know how thick and swampy and nasty the mud was and the vines and whatever else is getting all over the people who are starting to touch this stuff. It is nasty how deeply entrenched this fourth arm of government is that we knew, but we didn't know. I mean, once you start getting into the thick of it, you really start to see some dirt. And I'll get to that at the end of this segment. But since we're kind of walking through the week, DOGE is taking up all the oxygen because this is... it's right over the target. So the other stuff is important. You know, having Tulsi Gabbard confirmed as head of Director of National Intelligence.
That I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Yes, that's important. But how is it important? Well, probably in relation to what DOGE is finding, where the money's gone. So yes, it's important to have a director of national intelligence who is not part of the system. And that's ultimately what we're seeing with these picks. Everybody who's in his administration, a lot of them are Democrats. I mean, this week, the people mostly who've been confirmed, other than the Secretary of Agriculture, have been Democrats. So what's the difference? What's the shift that's happened here? Well, it's no longer that Republican and Democrat is what matters. At this moment in time, what matters is establishment versus anti-establishment. And if you're somebody who's not on the take and who sees what's happening in the country and is going, well, I don't like this, whether that's overall or in your specific area of expertise, like with Tulsi or with RFK, we'll get to him in a second. That's why you're part of this administration, is because you are not part of that system. And again, that is why they're fighting them so badly, because they love the system. So whenever you hear people saying we're in a constitutional crisis over and over and over, and I could play the supercut, that's been the talking point this week. We're in a constitutional crisis. We can't have the elected president hiring somebody to help him. That's the argument. So whenever you hear democracy is at stake, replace it with bureaucracy, and you'll get the meaning of exactly what they're saying. They're just trying to spin it, of course. So it's important that RFK became the head of Health and Human Services.
I, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Because they're questioning the system that's in place, that doesn't mean that everything about that system is broken or awful, but it does need to be questioned because... let's say it's a great system, but 20% of it is rotten. You know, then let's cut off the 20%. I think it might be reversed here, though. In that meeting that I referenced and played the clip from, Elon Musk sitting in the Oval Office, or standing in the Oval Office with Trump sitting, one of the things that he said was that they're going basically line by line into the spending of every agency, which is awesome. It is fantastic. Let's not lose sight of how good it is to go in and do a legitimate, deep, to-the-bone audit of everything that's being spent. It is so necessary, and it's so amazing that they're able to do it. Part of the reason that they're able to do it is because they're so technical that this, you know, they've said that actually the AI is able to streamline some of this stuff in a way that you're handling so much data that this may not have even been possible 5 or 10 years ago. So the timing is, it's just amazing. But anyway, one of the things that was said in that press conference with Elon and Trump was that Elon said, I'm finding so much stuff that we either don't know what the heck it is, which means that even the agency itself doesn't even know what really it's doing. It's like, why is this even being spent? What is this? Or it looks so fraudulent because it's passed through NGO, over and over and over and over to the point you don't even know where it's ending up. And that's the point, is to launder. That's what laundering looks like. So where does it end up is the big question. Well, Trump said in every company he's ever been in, that's a unique thing about these guys, is that Trump and Musk have both been high-level business owners. Excuse me. So they know how to audit a business to make sure that it's efficient. They've done this their entire careers. They've made enormous business and a lot of money out of doing this. They both said that when you look at a company, typically what you're looking to find is you look at 100 things and you find one or two that are either unnecessary or you can change things and get rid of them. And that's how you save money. They said, they've never seen anything like this. And Trump specifically said, it's almost in reverse, where you look at 100 items and you're looking at two or three that might be worth keeping. That the rest of them are so big and such a waste and so muddy and you don't even know what it is most of the time. That you go, why are we even keeping this? And Musk said in that meeting that you can't figure out what it is because they have lines for memos of what the spending is supposed to be allocated for, and they just leave it all blank. So it's almost impossible to audit without really getting into where does this go, where does this go, where does this go, because they don't even say. And that's part of the purpose of it, isn't it? Is that they don't say where it's going on purpose, and it moves and moves and moves and moves and ends up in the actual hands of the people it's intended to, and everybody's in on the take. It's going to get messy, 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 guys. I want to play this was from the DOGE subcommittee that happened in Congress, and I think this was on Wednesday as we marched through the week. This is Thomas Massie.
I think it's always been known that our government has funded the change in administrations, if we can say it politely, of other governments, but isn't it borderline treason when the taxpayer is, when organizations entrusted with protecting our country are now undermining our own government?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're trying to do regime change, illegal, if you're weaponizing DHS, FBI, CISA, that's treasonous regime change activities redirected, you know, that you developed abroad, that we developed abroad for regime change, directed against the American people and our representatives. I mean, it's shocking, and we still haven't dealt with it as a country.
Mr. Chairman, I see my time has expired. I'd like to introduce into the record, or ask unanimous consent to introduce into the record, an article in Newsmax, Schellenberger, USAID paid for Trump impeachment effort, dated February 6, 2025.
Without objection.
Now, they're questioning several people in this subcommittee hearing, the LexisNexis CEO. It's a bunch of tech people, really, and there, a lot of them are actually really well-respected, high-level tech people that I'm sure are people that Musk knows that they've brought in for this. And did you hear what that was right there? I mean, this is just one random thing. The JFK files were released this week. We don't even have time to talk about it because there's so much happening. But that's one I wanted to highlight because of how corrupt these agencies had become. And in so many ways. So one of the ways that was revealed this week is that USAID, this fourth branch of government, was undermining the elected branches of government, in this case, the executive branch, in term one for Trump. They were staging a coup against the president. That will not sit well. And that's where I want to end this segment, is simply that the stuff... We're not even a month into this, guys. A month happens on Thursday of this coming week. That will be 1 month into this administration. The stuff that's being unveiled is deep, deep corruption. It's not just using money wrongly. It's probably a lot of laundering, and it's going to be on both sides. Will it be more Democrats than Republicans? Probably, because they're a little bit more part of the system. But there will be Republicans. This isn't R&D. This is system versus anti-system. This is the establishment versus the anti-establishment. The anti-establishment is in charge right now, and the establishment is freaking out, and the anti-establishment is unafraid. This is full of people who know that it's almost like they know their life's mission is happening right now, and it is to get rid of the corruption in every possible way in our federal government. And hopefully this filters down to every other form of government, because it's not just federal. I mean, this is stuff, that's where the most money is, so that's where the most of it will happen, and it will stem from there. But there are going to be other people that are going to get caught up in this, and I'm just warning you right now, I'm going on record, we're not even a month in here, and saying it is going to get messy, because this administration is not going to be afraid to prosecute these people. And what does it look like if half of Congress has been on the take from the government, stealing your money? I had to explain to my son today some of the stuff. He's 10, and my daughter's 10, and I have another that's 7. And they'll just, you know, I'm just in the news, so I'm constantly looking at stuff and talking to my wife and whatever, even when I'm at home. And they'll ask questions. And I got to kind of bring it down to the level of a kid at times, because this is deep stuff, even for an adult, right? But my 7-year-old was asking me, what does this mean? I said, ultimately, this is somebody who is stealing. You know, these are people who decided that they were going to steal money from people. Well, that's illegal. And when you do it in a way like this, it's actually treason. So what does it look like if you have, you know, hundreds of people who are part of the elected federal government, let alone the deep state people, unelected people, who are all stealing money from you? Well, that's treasonous activity, and especially if they were using it to undermine the president, like we played in that clip. It's going to get messy, guys. This administration is not going to be afraid to prosecute these people. We're going to be in constant, you're going to constantly hear the phrase constitutional crisis, because we've never done this before. It's going to get nuts. I'm just saying, it's going to get crazy. This is the very beginning of it, guys. Stick around, because one of the people that they're finding has a lot of these NGOs that, you know, some of them may be on the up and up. And when I say up and up, I mean quote unquote up and up, because even if they're doing good work and they're not siphoning money off, you go, man, that's a lot of money. But one of the people who has a ton, I'm talking dozens and dozens of NGOs that are funneling probably not just millions, but billions of dollars, is right here in this area. And I'm going to tell you who that is next.
Now, the disruptor in chief, Elon Musk, who
apparently has adopted the alias, at least he changed his social media handle to Harry Balls, tweeted this morning, democracy in America is being destroyed by judicial coup.
Sorry, I had to play that first. It's just too funny that Elon Musk and Donald Trump, both of these guys, run massive successful businesses. They're now in charge of cutting down the massive unsuccessful business that is the United States government. And both of them happen to also be funny. They both hosted Saturday Night Live. How can you say that about other government officials? They both hosted SNL. They troll people like crazy. And it's so weird to watch somebody. They're so serious about what they do. And yet they're both funny. Getting people to say your name is Harry Balls is like, you must be taking great joy in this job that you have. Anyway, I teased at the end of the last segment that somebody from this area is the recipient of untold money. I'm not going to put a dollar amount on it because I think it could be much bigger than even what I would say. And so I don't want to be like millions of dollars, possibly billions, when it could be higher than that. I just don't know. This is stuff I'm trying to look into, but I'll tell you right now that the person who has, the report is that this person has 64 non-government organizations, NGOs, that obviously are funneling a lot of your money into them to do who knows what. And the problem is, I've tried to research. I can find reports and blah, blah, blah from random websites, newsbreak.com and blah. You know, I don't know who these people are, though. So I don't know how reputable or reliable their information is. So I had to just do my own research and found that J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, does own a lot of NGOs. His family has a lot of them. I don't know if it's 64 or not, but I can tell you right now that you can search yourself and find a bunch of his NGOs. And they're so loose in what they're trying to accomplish that I don't even know what they are. For instance, I pulled up a couple of these, and there are dozens and dozens of these things that you can go find right now if you want to. They are Pritzker NGO. Just type in Pritzker NGO. They'll all come up, and you'll find no reporting on them. But here's one. It's called the Pritzker-Traubert Foundation. Creating economic opportunity for individuals and families will require our city to come together, dream big, and act boldly. By adding our resources, passion, experience, and capital to help more individuals and communities thrive. That's the mission statement. What does that do? I mean, what are you actually doing? You can learn more. You can click on their tabs. One of them is called Community Development, supporting community-led efforts to promote economic and community growth through investments in local leaders and catalytic development projects. Workforce, providing visionary leaders with flexible capital to connect BIPOC, I think that's people of color, talent to high growth careers at scale. So this is a DEI program, at least in that sense, that you're funding this, by the way. Strategic or strengthening democracy. That's the theme of a lot of these, by the way. It's all about democracy, yet they're the fourth arm of unelected government. Okay, that's one of them. Another one is called the JB and MK Pritzker Family Foundation. The JB and MK Pritzker established... I'm reading their mission statement here. JB and MK Pritzker established their foundation with a mission of fostering solutions in the areas of early childhood, community, and women's health. Now they're setting their sights even higher. That's it. I mean, that's what you get. So what are these things? I don't know. But he's not the only one. It's not like JB Pritzker is the only one with these tons and tons of NGOs, man. If you get plugged into politics, there is a lot of money flowing to these things, and we are just beginning to realize it. We're going to focus on it almost exclusively here on Wiggins America. Thanks for being here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.